an ongoing soap opera plotline going on at the moment between Kate Middleton's family. The goddaughter of Kate Middleton's mother, Carol, claims she has been shunned by the family and accused Carol Middleton of becoming, quote unquote, too grand to see them. Well, Claudia Joseph is a journalist. She broke this story in the Mail on Sunday. Joins us now. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning.
Well, what a delicious, gossipy little story this is.
It's a bit of fun, isn't
you,
it?
We know we're all poking through their bedroom window to have a look at this one. So, Joanne Callan is the lady at the centre of this particular teacup. So tell us about her. Who's she?
Well, basically, she is one of three daughters of Carol's first cousin.
Right.
Now, in fact, I mean, you could say, well, that's quite a distant relative. Mm-hmm. But they grew up very closely together, the two families, because Carol doesn't have a sister and it's her only female cousin, or one of her very few female cousins on that side of the family.
Yeah.
She was a bridesmaid at Carol's wedding. Carol's a bridesmaid at her wedding. Carol, obviously, is Joanne's godmother, and Kate's godfather is Alison's husband, Robert.
Okay, so it's not just some random distant relative who's disgruntled and is running to the Mail for a few bob. This is a close relative who really feels quite scorned. So what is the nature of her ire?
Well, I think, I mean, the trouble is with these things, inevitably, once people become a member of the royal family, we've seen it with Diana and Fergie, it's a very difficult juggling act. And I think Carol hasn't seen much of the family since, obviously, Kate married William and Prince George was born.
Mm-hmm.
I think particularly they're angry that the aged aunt, i.e. Joanne's grandmother, mm-hmm. and Carol's aunt, who is in her 80s, yeah. has still not met Prince George. And there have been a couple of occasions where promises have been made and then at the last minute plans have changed, which is perhaps understandable but equally irksome for the family.
So the nature of the real headline here, Claudia, is the fact that she said that the Middletons have become too grand. Too posh for us, sort of thing. So, what was the? Am I right in saying that? That's the kind of the headline
absolutely, that's what she said.
And what else was she saying to you that kind of caught your attention?
Well, I think the other thing that she said was the fact that it was her sister's wedding earlier this year, and they sent out invitations as they would to members of the family, including obviously Kate at Kensington Palace and the Middleton family in Buckerbury. And Kate replied promptly, as one would expect, but the Middleton family really just delayed and delayed and delayed. And then when Alison rang up and said, "Are you coming?" she was sort of like, "Well, I don't know what I'm going to be doing then. I might have a holiday, but sort of thing. And if you need to know now, it will have to be a no." Well, you know, people are making plans for weddings. They do need to order food and caterers and all the rest of it. So I think they felt particularly put out. And then there wasn't a card sent, a present sent, no acknowledgement that Joanne's sister had actually got married. And
I think if as a public, very public figure, one of the most famous faces on the globe, if a cousin, if I was in, just if we were to go into her shoes for a moment, that is to say Kate Middleton's shoes for a second, and think about the cousin and the goddaughter of the mother, whatever the relationship is, who then goes to the Daily Mail to sell the story. Mail on Sunday, excuse me. It's a pretty classless thing to do, isn't it?
Well,
it's a very unclassy move to start selling your story to the Mail, isn't it?
I couldn't disagree with you. The reality is that the rest of her family are obviously appalled that she has.
Are they?
Yes, I mean, I think they were very upset that she went to the papers, she felt very strongly about this. I think they feel that the relationship is broken down to such an extent that there's nothing to lose now. But
it's gone now, isn't it? That's unsalvageable now.
Well, certainly for Joanne, I hope it won't affect every other member of the family because, you know, you can't all be tarred with your relatives. Brush, so to speak, but you know.
It's a great scoop for you, by the way. I wouldn't take away from your ability to pull that story out of the bag because it's a good yarn. So that because I think the royals are heart property. There was a time when they were a little bit Not so much. But these guys, particularly Kate and William, this is coming from, you know, from a view from the couch, they seem to be extremely popular and kind of well loved by the British public.
Well, they're extremely well loved, and I don't know if you know, I wrote a book about the Duchess of Cambridge.
Okay.
So that's how I got to know the family in the beginning, and I did all the family history and traced them back to Victorian times.
How would you describe Kate Middleton?
I think she is a very normal girl in many ways. I think she's very sensible and very level-headed.
Yeah.
Has held her in good esteem. She, you know, she has never had the past that many people have. But then you've got to remember that she started dating William when she was sort of 22 years old.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have had any history, which of course makes her quite unique. And I think they were both very sensible to wait for a long time until they got married, but equally it means there are no ex-boyfriends to come out.
The business of her going shopping with the trolley and you know, to the local Sainsbury's or what have you, and then you know, wearing clothes that you might get in Zara or wherever else, is that all genuine, or is there a sense that she's trying to be like the little people?
I think it's genuine. I think the reality is that when William and Kate lived in St Andrews, and obviously they lived together for the final 3 years, I think they actually enjoyed normality. That's what William craves. That's why he loves her family, because they are all together and very close. And he enjoys that. It's something he didn't have as a child. And I think that's how they lived in St Andrews. And they replicated it in Anglesey.
There's a psychological subplot there, then, isn't there, that sees him with a happy family unit, unlike the one he grew up with.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, is Kate Middleton's mother a snob?
I think it depends who you ask, really. I think any mother.
Let's try you. What do you think?
I think that she's been unfairly painted in a bad light. A lot of people say she's a snob and a social climber and all the old references.
Why do they say that, Claudia?
Well, I think it's jealousy. I think, and also I think that it is natural for a mother to want the best for her children and to fight tooth and nail. I mean, I think she comes from a very strong, a long line of strong women, and she's the latest in the line. But I think they want the best for their children. They sent them to the best schools, and as a result, of course, Kate mingled in the sort of circles where Prince William was at parties and all the rest of it. I don't think it's that surprising. Once you are at a school like Marlborough, where you've got to remember that Beatrice and Eugenie went to Marlborough, then, you know, you are going to meet people who mix in royal circles.
Yeah, and so it ended. But Claude, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks for enlightening us on that particular element of, I suppose, royal soap. It's been good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
All the best. It's Claudia Joseph there. She said she's written a book about Kate Middleton, so I'm sure there's more on that. It's called Kate Middleton, Princess in Waiting and the Making of a Princess. So she's two books on that. And she writes for the Mail on Sunday, which I presume is the British Mail on Sunday, as opposed to the Irish one. Now,